47 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's a third day of July. July, 4th of July Eve, if you will. James?
4th of July Eve.
4th of July
Eve. I don't
know
if I've ever heard it referred to as that.
Well, now you have. See? Didn't know that.
You can expect Uncle Sam to come down your chimney and leave some fireworks.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Betty Buckley is 78 today. She's an actress. She was on Eight Is Enough. She's a Tony Award winner.
Okay.
Jan Smithers, actress, most famous for WKRP in Cincinnati. I think her name was Bailey on WKRP Cincinnati. She's 76 today. Montel Williams, talk show host. Mm-hmm. Montel Williams Show, 69. Tom Cruise. He's looking good, man.
Is his birthday today?
Yeah.
Wow, July 3rd.
63.
Cool.
Still does his own stunts, too.
Yeah, guy's
that's amazing.
Guy's a maniac.
Wow, no kidding. Good for him.
I remember watching Mission Impossible Fallout, which is the one that came out 5 years ago, give or take.
Yeah.
And you can see the scene where he jumps across a rooftop and he basically doesn't essentially make the jump, which is part of the scene. But when he tries to catch himself, he breaks his ankle. And when he breaks his ankle, he finishes the scene where he gets up and climbs up on top of the rooftop and starts to run towards the camera. And you can see that he's dragging his foot essentially in the shot because they kept that shot in the movie. They decided to use that one. And you can see it as he's dragging it. Yeah. And then obviously they cut and then he's, you know, fixed again because they shot that later. But yeah, dude's a maniac.
He's a stud, man. Yeah. There's no two ways about it. Good for him.
I wouldn't do a lot of the stuff he did.
No. 1819, the first savings bank in the United States opens. The Bank of Savings in New York City.
Properly titled.
1852, Congress established the U.S. Second Mint, San Francisco, on this date. 1922, Fruit Garden and Home Magazine published its first issue. Two years later, they said, let's just call it Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, there you go.
Fruit Garden and Home Magazine. I like that.
Fruit Garden's
That's funny.
Odd title.
Yeah. It's American Redneck Day today.
Okay.
Chocolate wafers. I love wafers, but it's chocolate wafer day. I love wafers, though.
That's a top three snack for me right now.
Really? Wafers
yeah.
aren't?
Oh. Yeah. They have nice. They have like the Atkins makes them.
Yeah.
And they're not the worst thing on planet Earth for you, so that's good. They've got like actually a decent amount of protein in them and stuff.
Okay.
So
right.
I eat those as a snack.
Nice.
And they're delicious. Okay. Got all the wafers. Wafers are good.
There. Compliment your mirror day.
Look in the mirror?
Yeah, look in the mirror and compliment yourself.
Okay.
How much negativity do we do that?
When you look in the mirror?
Yeah. Too much.
Probably too much.
Too much. So let's do a compliment day. Okay? Disobedience day. I don't know why that.
I'm going to disobey the one you just gave me.
Okay. No, you're not. You do the compliment your mirror day.
I'll be a passive aggressive.
You're going to promise me you're going to do that because I know you don't break promises.
What?
Yes.
Bob. Little do you know, I break promises all the time.
No, you don't. You're not going to break this promise. So you're going to compliment your mirror day?
Well, if you don't want me to break the promise, then I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Then I'm not held to anything.
Come on, man. Compliment your mirror day. You got lots to compliment the mirror day about.
The mirror's for, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got a lot to compliment the mirror about. Yeah. All right. Drop a rock day. Hey.
Sure.
I don't know.
Whatever that means.
I don't know either. I have no idea. Eat your beans day. Of course.
Yeah. Are you a black bean or a pinto bean guy if you go to Pinto Qdoba or something?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a black bean guy through and through.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I know this isn't your day. Fried clam day?
No. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
So eat your beans then.
There's so many better things to just have.
Okay.
Fried clams is crazy. Like if you go to a place that's frying something and you're like, yeah, I'll take the clams, you're crazy.
No, I'm not.
You're insane.
All right.
That's crazy.
Oh, I like this. Plastic bag free day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Do you recycle your plastic bags?
Yeah. I mean, I do too. They're easy to.
Yeah, they're easy.
I mean, they're easy to recycle.
Right.
You know? Especially if you have cats.
Yeah.
Use them for litter box cleaning.
Right.
You can use them for a bunch of different
Interesting.
Things.
Interesting. You mentioned cats. We didn't plan the segue here, but I'm going to take it.
Go ahead.
Cat owners, it is a familiar and often perplexing behavior.
Mm-hmm.
A beloved feline turning its back and presenting its rear end, sometimes right in your face. Mm-hmm. While it might seem like a strange and even rude gesture, in the world of cats, it is a sign of great trust and affection.
Really?
Yes, this behavior is deeply rooted in their instincts of communication, which are heavily reliant on scent. Cats have prominent scent glands located in various parts of their bodies, including faces, paws, near their tail, and their butt.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So when a cat rubs its rear on you, James, Emilio does, he's engaging in behavior known as scent marking. This act deposits their unique pheromones, effectively claiming that person or space as their own.
The cat loves to do the spaces.
Yeah. It's basically a feline equivalent of a handshake or a hug. There you go.
There you go. It's good to know.
Didn't know that. All right. Back to what else is going on today. Start the conversation day.
Sure.
Yeah, start it.
About anything, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Be safe in the sun day today. I don't like that.
That's, That should probably be tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I mean, it should be every day.
We're probably going to have a lot of people out in the sun tomorrow.
I think there'll be a lot of people out in the sun. 4th of July tomorrow, James. Hey, I got a bunch of 4th of July stuff. 4th of July was not declared national holiday until 1941. Congress officially made Congress officially made the Independence Day a federal holiday in 1870, but it wasn't a paid federal holiday for all in government employees until 1941.
Does it say when we started shooting fireworks as a way of celebrating?
Hang on, man. I don't know if I'm going to get there or not, but I got a lot here. On the 4th of July, 1942, the U.S. air offensive against Nazi Germany began. Wow. Right. The first American air raid over Europe in World War II began July 4th, 1942. And the B-17 bombers targeted Nazi airfields. Wow. Way to go after them on the day.
He'd already been, had war for 6 months in the Pacific at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
President Jefferson hosted the first presidential 4th of July celebration in 1801. 150 million hot dogs are going to be eaten tomorrow.
Awesome.
150 million. Okay.
And most of them by Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. You know, they're having that thing tomorrow. Do you know they have a staff Heimlich?
Oh, I believe that.
Dude
on board. Definitely.
On board in case they choke?
Definitely. I 100% believe
that. Yeah. Yeah. They're right there.
You have to.
You don't see them, but they're right there. They're ready to go.
I'm sure a lot of those people that are also doing that, though, like, I'd be stunned if they don't know how to self Heimlich.
They say they very rarely choke.
Yeah. Well, but I hope so.
They do throw up a lot.
Yeah. That's the key. You wolf it all down and then throw it all up after.
Yeah.
Then you feel better.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, enough of that one. Let's get some useful stuff. President John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe all died on the 4th of July. Wow.
I knew that. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know all of them died. I knew Jefferson did. I didn't know Adams and Monroe did. Jefferson and Adams both died on July 4th, 1826.
And it was, I think it's Monroe and Adams, or it's two of the three that you mentioned. They hated each other, too. Absolutely hated each other.
And then Monroe died on July 4th of 1831.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they died on the same day, like a couple years
ago. Yeah, I know.
Isn't that weird?
I know. Only John Hancock actually signed the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July in 1776. All the others signed later, like most of them signed August 2nd. We should have another day.
Yeah. August 2nd.
August 2nd. Yeah.
Yeah. The
4th of July remake. Yeah. Okay. I knew he was the only one that signed that, though. I must have been awake in history class that day.
Well, there you go.
Americans spend $111 million on popsicles and charcoal, James.
I believe that.
68 million plus cases of beer are going to be sold.
Yep.
Yeah. Americans spend at least $750 million on fireworks.
Man, the American, $750 million.
Yeah. The American Pyrotechnic Association says Americans spend close to $2 billion annually on fireworks. Okay.
July 4th and New Year's Day or New Year's Eve.
Know the laws, please.
Obviously, yeah.
Okay. Stay sober, obviously.
Well,
every time something
you can make that
not every time, but sometimes when bad things happen, it's there might be some alcohol in there too. So let's be responsible.
I hate to break it to you, but that's falling on deaf ears. I'm thinking.
Well, it's just worth saying anyway.
Yeah.
Don't retry. Never attempt to relight or pick up fireworks. They didn't ignite. Ooh.
Yeah.
We did that all the time.
Well, there you go. Falling
okay.
on deaf ears.
Yeah, right? I didn't know there was something we couldn't do that. The first fireworks in America were likely set off by Englishman Captain John Smith in early Jamestown in 1600s.
Was it on purpose, though?
Yeah.
Whoops.
It was like, what was that?
Boom. I lit that cannon on accident.
Must have been a pretty small one.
That was kind of cool.
1600,
though.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Color fireworks didn't exist until the 1800s.
Really?
With the development of metal salts.
Yeah.
Okay. Most firework accidents are caused by at family backyard parties. Yes. Sparklers. Those are blow torches.
Yeah, I always get worried when I see people with sparklers.
I do too.
And they don't have like eye protection on.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree. So watch the sparklers. They burn at like 1400 degrees.
It's like thermite. You're burning thermite on the end of a stick. Crazy.
And then we hand them to our three-year-olds.
Yeah. Hey, wave this around. That's your face.
This is 1,400 degrees.
Yeah. No eye protection on. No big deal.
Hey, be safe this 4th of July weekend, okay? Take us along wherever you're going to be doing. And you're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan. James got Swap Shop next hour. Hey, Trooper Baseball, James, you got it today.
Starts at 5.
5 o'clock, James Taylor on the mic and on the camera on SharedMedia.com.